This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, asking for forgiveness in our Islamic lifestyle. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It's such an honor to be here in your presence, dear friends, dear listeners. We are talking about how asking for forgiveness is really a fundamental part of a Islamic lifestyle. Now, of course, this Islamic lifestyle, as we have said in previous programs, stems from the Holy Quran and the seerah and the sunnah, the behaviors and the teachings and the manners and the morals and the ethics of the Messenger of Allah and the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, peace and blessings upon them all. Now, one of the things that we find that we have been taught when it comes to living a Islamic lifestyle is this idea of asking for forgiveness. You know, unfortunately, we sometimes commit sins. And unfortunately, we might have committed sins in the past. Now, sins are, in reality, disobedience of the Almighty Allah. It is breaking the commandments of the Almighty Allah. Now, this disobedience and this committing of sins, what it does is that it creates rust upon the heart, or it tarnishes the heart, it stains the heart, right? And so this stain and this tarnishing of the heart is almost like, you know, if you veil the heart, you cover it up with darkness. And what that does is that makes it very difficult for one to live a pure Islamic lifestyle, right? So one of the things that you have to really do in order to live that Islamic lifestyle is to ask for forgiveness. And this is something that, as we said, has been taught to us by the infallibles and the immaculates, whether it is the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, or the divinely appointed imams, alayhimu salam. We have to ask for forgiveness, and not just so that we can purify our hearts. But when we realize that we disobeyed the commandments of the Almighty Allah, then we really should feel a sense of shame and embarrassment that we did so. And so this asking for forgiveness is in reality trying to rebuild that connection with the Almighty Allah that we willingly or unwillingly broke ourselves. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So dear friends, we are talking about how seeking forgiveness is part of a Islamic lifestyle. And as we said in the previous program, sometimes, unfortunately, we end up committing sins, or unfortunately, we have committed sins in the past. These sins that have been committed or are committed, they create a sort of baggage, this sort of weight that holds us down and does not allow us to fly towards the heavens. Now, the only way for us to be able to remove these weights or these chains, these shackles, if you will, is to ask for forgiveness. Now, once we ask for forgiveness, of course, this removes those shackles. But there's different ways of asking for forgiveness. There are different steps that are involved, which unfortunately we can't go into too much detail because of lack of time. But first and foremost, we need to have this sincerity in asking for forgiveness. We also need to feel regret. We need to feel shame that we disobeyed the Almighty Allah. And that in itself is something which is so ugly, disobeying the Almighty Allah because of some sort of base, low, or carnal, you know, inclinations or desires that we had. And then after that is to really be sincere in our forgiveness. That means try our best to not commit that same sin again. And if for some reason, God forbid, we end up committing that sin again, never give up in trying your hardest to stop committing that sin. you should believe and you must believe that the Almighty Allah is helping you and will help you. The main thing is for us to be able to continue to avoid committing a certain sin and realizing that committing that sin is harmful. Never feel okay with committing a sin. And over a certain amount of time and practice, and by the grace and blessings of Allah, that forgiveness will become a part of our Islamic lifestyle until eventually we will be able to minimize the committing of sins and really attain that pure and beautiful Islamic lifestyle.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.